Iraq's new representative in the United States is Rend al-Rahim, who has been the executive director of the Iraq Foundation. Ms. al-Rahim was forced to leave Iraq in 1978. She returned home this April, and she has been a frequent guest on this program. It's good to have you back with us, Madam Ambassador. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be with you.
Please explain to us how you see the capture of Saddam Hussein for the Iraqi people, both in symbolic terms and, for that matter, utterly practical ones.
Well, I think the symbolic and the practical kind of dovetail into each other. The most important fact about his capture is going to be a psychological impact. First of all, for Iraqis who suffered under Saddam Hussein, and that's obviously the vast majority of the population, there is a sense of closure with his capture. In a sense, we have been sort of living in limbo. We knew intellectually that the regime was over, but emotionally and psychologically, we did not have the sort of final moment of realization. That, I said, would dovetail into practical implications because now for the small minority who adhered to Saddam's regime, who felt that they were privileged and they were losing their privileges and who ideologically were committed to the Ba'ath, again, it's a psychological break because it signals to them that the game's over.
Is there any sympathy that you've heard expressed for this man who was once so feared, to see him now being gone over by a U.S. Army doctor for lice, it looked like, in the photographs that we saw, and a perception of him just as a pathetic, pitiable human being? Or, in fact, do people, Iraqis, see that picture and think, as a nation, we've been brought low?
For Iraqis, there are two prevalent emotions. This man who oppressed us, who killed us, he has been captured, and he is being humiliated as he crushed us. He's being crushed morally. But I think for a lot of people, there is a sense of national hurt. And I've heard Iraqis saying, is this man the tyrant who oppressed us for 35 years, this coward? There is, I think, a confusion of emotions in some people's hearts. But I should say that a lot of people have felt vindicated.
Is Iraq up to putting Saddam Hussein on trial?
Oh, yes. This is not going to be a closed monkey court. It's not going to be a politically motivated show trial, as some organizations have alleged. And by the way, it's important for Iraqis to show the world that they are capable of a court in which due process and defense and the rights of the defendant are respected. It's politically and morally important for Iraqis to prove that point. So we have every incentive to make it a court that is recognized by the international community.
How do you assess the capacity of Iraq to take over its own affairs next summer? There's some concern that you're just going to have a certain group of people who will come in and exercise the levers of power and that it won't be inclusive.
Scott, look at the record so far. We have a governing council that represents every sector of Iraqi society. And the governing council has, in my view, very wisely depended very largely in its decisions on the principle of consensus. I think that principle of consensus really is going to mean a certain level of harmony in policymaking.
Ambassador al-Rahim, it is very tempting to see some symbolism in your appointment. Someone who was for so long an exile from your homeland, a member of the opposition, a woman for that matter. How do you see your appointment?
I look at this appointment as a victory, really, for the governing council and for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I am known to be very moderate and very centrist in my views, and yet the governing council and the ministry saw fit to appoint me to what is, after all, a fairly sensitive post. This is not any old ambassadorship. So, in a way, this is a signal of the new politics of Iraq.
Rend al-Rahim, Iraq's new representative of the United States and head of the Iraqi mission here, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my great pleasure.